Ever since her heart attack, Jane had been worried about dying in public. She had had her attack in the kitchen of her home, but the idea that she might fall over in front of people had made her very anxious. Years ago, she had witnessed such a thing, a man dead on the sidewalk. The medics had ripped his shirt open, and it could still make her cry if she thought about it hard enough. The tender unknowingness, the goneness of his flung wide arms, his belly showing. Poor darling thing, she had thought, to be lying there, dead.
"And I want to sit toward the back,"
her husband said as they entered the church. She nodded. His bowels weren't what they used to be. Sometimes he had to leave a place in a hurry. The music started, and he winked one eye at her slowly, reassuringly. During Debussy, he fell asleep, his arms folded across his chest. Glancing at her husband, Jane felt her heart swell with the music and with love for him, this man next to her, this old man. In his face right now, she felt she could see the little boy, furtive, forever scared, even as he slept here at this very moment. There was a tautness of anxiety in his face. A gift, she thought again, placing her mittened hand lightly on his leg. A gift to be able to know someone for so many years.